and let me know if you think the Kentucky Derby winner is in action this weekend. Will we see the Kentucky Derby winner competing on this Saturday afternoon? And you can go to @HRN, let me know. Yes, no, pretty simple. If you choose yes, please let me know which horse you think it is. Is it Shotsky? Well, I know it is for trainer Jeremiah O'Dwyer, and he's with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jeremiah, what do you think? Is he the Derby winner?
I sure hope so.
Look, he's
the Derby winner in my book anyway.
He's so talented too. That win in the Remsen, we just heard John with the call coming out of the commercial break. Look back on that race for a minute and share your thoughts, not just on that performance, but on his entire two-year-old campaign.
He just went from strength to strength. We loved him since we got him, and we got him in, March. We bought him off the farm, and he's just done nothing but progress. And, we brought him along slowly. He got a touch of shins in like April, May time. And we just backed off him, did the right thing by him. And since we got him back, he hasn't missed a beat. He hasn't had a pimple on him and just progressed from race to race. He probably wasn't ready to run in Kentucky Downs. I wasn't educated enough to the standard we like to debut him at. But Kentucky Downs only comes around once a year. We all saw the big purse down there. We said we'll take a shot and see if he can get a piece of it on just pure merit. Declan Carroll rode him down there. He was a bit slow away, and he just educated him the whole way around there, and he had a good gallop out after the race. But, it just made a man out of him getting that run under his belt. As we saw, he came back next time over 6 furlongs at Laurel, and he won very convincingly, and just gone from strength to strength from that race. He's just getting more confident in himself and maturing and getting stronger bi-weekly.
I like that you used the word educate when you were talking about that maiden race at Kentucky Downs, and that was on the grass, 6.5 furlongs. But with a young horse like that, especially one that, as you mentioned, maybe wasn't quite where you wanted him to be for his first start, can you use that as a positive, even though he was 10th in the 12-horse field, can you use that as a positive, Jeremiah, and as a teaching experience for a young horse like that?
Absolutely. Like, he was last early on, and what I like to see, I like to see my horses, if they're not going to win, at least be finishing and passing horses. I don't really like them, see them on the front end and then fall in a hole at the quarter pole. I prefer to see them, 7th or 8th early on and be passing horses come the quarter pole. They just learn so much more from it. It's a confidence thing with horses, I think, anyway. I always tell my riders, win if you can, but don't beat them up on their first start and educate them. And that's even exactly what David Carroll did for us. And he came back and he said he's a lovely horse, Jerry, and he galloped out great after the finish line.
Yeah,
Penny was just dropping.
Yeah, the other unique aspect of this Shotsky story in his two-year-old campaign is that he competed 4 times, and they were at 4 different racetracks, so you weren't afraid to take the show on the road with this horse.
No, we're not afraid to take the show on the road if we've got the right horse. And we've been very lucky and successful doing that. We've been lucky. We won stakes in New York. We won a couple in Churchill and Fairgrounds last year. You do need the right horse, and I think lots of the good horses have good mentalities and can handle it. You look at the likes, Aidan O'Brien is an expert at doing it, but he's got talented horses and they can handle all that.
What were your thoughts on that Remsen win?
I think he proved that he can hang with the best of them. And by the way he ran the Remsen, lots of people were going to say he got an easy go of it on the front end. They got easy fractions and the track was speed favoring that day. And it probably was. But he can do no more than win. So looking at the horses in the paddock, you can see that there's some classy horses in the paddock up there. And Adjuweed was just a monster. And in my opinion, the most beautiful horse in the paddock in the Remsen race. But I was very confident in my horse. Just saw how he was looking and acting and training up to it. And you know, my team have done a phenomenal job, and they're all able to give me some good feedback. So it's nice when it all comes together. And my favorite thing about Remsen was the way he, you know, put a bit of daylight between him and the competition at the top of the lane. You know, he was getting a bit tired towards the finish, but he's only 2 year old, first time going a mile in an eighth. And we hadn't overcooked him at home. We were letting him come on step by step.
Have you noticed any changes or anything different about Shotsky from that race in early December to where he is coming up here on February 1st?
He's a bit more awake, a bit more full of himself now, a lot more manly in the sense, you know, he's been out to the track there, you know, he's letting you know that he's there. Whereas before, he used to be very laid back. He just, like, mosey his way out to the track and mosey away home, whereas now he's going out more on his toes and coming back more on his toes. But all without being silly or stupid, you know, he likes to go out to the track and stand out and look out and see what's going on before he goes off and trains. And once he's done training, he'll come on home and tool out perfectly nice and relaxed and go back in his stall and have a nap.
You know, we started, by the way, talking with Jeremiah O'Dwyer here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jeremiah, we started by kind of kidding a little bit about the Kentucky Derby. Obviously, that's the main goal for this horse and all the top three-year-olds in the country right now. But can you even, at this point, so early, 90 days out, can you even let yourself think that far ahead?
And no, you can't. I mean, it's a long road. I mean, all of I'm thinking right now is running this weekend and hoping that I have him there in the best condition I can have him in, fit, well, happy, and that he shows his true colours and gives a great performance. And then, you know, after, if he goes and proves himself on Saturday, then you can kind of strongly consider, you know, saying you have a Derby horse. But, I mean, it's so hard to do off the back of one win. He's only had 4 starts. He's had 2 victories. And, you know, he's fourth in the street since was a very good run, I think. So look, we are thinking about it. We're thinking and hopeful that we have a Derby horse. But he's got to keep stepping forward because there'll be lots of three-year-olds coming along there that'll be, people will have the same opinion, you know, saying this is our Derby horse. So we're one of probably many thousands in the country at the moment that are hopeful of getting into the starting gate in the first Saturday of May.
Where did this journey begin for Jeremiah O'Dwyer?
this journey of having this good horse or this journey of training?
The journey of training. I know you grew up riding ponies, and then was it Tony Stack that you worked with for a while in Ireland?
Tommy Stack,
yeah.
First place, I rode a race horse. Look, I grew up riding ponies. My dad always had ponies there. I just got the bug early, wanted to ride, wanted to always be around horses and do something with horses. And I didn't have any aspirations of being a trainer when I was younger, but this is the road we ended up on. The more we learned, you know, we went down many avenues. We worked at 2-year-old sales. I race rode. You know, I was always like thinking, would I be a bloodstock agent? Would I be a trainer? And just being around those good horses with good trainers and seeing the look and the euphoria on their faces when horses won good races, there's no feeling like it. No feeling like it. So kind of started down that road, started with a couple of our own and dabbling away. I had about 3 or 4 of my own and was doing a bit of layups and stuff like that. You know, it's nothing serious. And then about 2.5 years ago, I said, look, this is what I want to do. I want to do my best to make a go of it. Left everything behind, fully committed to go training. I started with 3 horses, Laurel Park, and we got up to 35 or 40 last year. We've weaned a few out, and we're going at about 27 in the barn there right now. But I'm sure we'll get plenty of 2-year-olds coming in here next month and as the year goes on. That's our hope. We like the young horses. That's my passion is young horses, bringing them on, developing them, whether they're 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds. And, you know, when you get the fresh stock, you don't really know how good or bad they're going to be, but you get a chance to mold them and get the most you can out of them.
Yeah, Jeremiah O'Dwyer with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, he's going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It is the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. You can wear what you love and embrace your passion at embracetherace.com. Jeremiah, listen, I know it's a busy day for you, so I won't keep you, but I want to thank you for being with me. And obviously that passion for young horses is paying off with a horse like Schottsky. So continued success, not only here in the Withers, but all the way through. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jeremiah.